Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for Tuesday, October the 8th, 2019. So today we're going to be in 1 John chapter 3, verses 19 through chapter 4, verses 6. Verse 6. This is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. If our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from Him anything we ask, because we keep His commands and do what pleases Him. And this is His command, to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as He commanded us. The one who keeps God's commands lives in Him, and He in them. And this is how we know that He lives in us. We know by the Spirit He gave us. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world, this is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God, and you have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world, and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. So there's a couple of things in this passage that are really important to understand. First of all, John is dealing with a specific problem in the early church, and that is that there are people who do not believe that Jesus came in the flesh, that they kind of believe that Jesus was some kind of appearance of a man, that Jesus kind of seemed to be human, but that Jesus could not be human because they believed that all flesh and all humanity was corrupt, and so God could not be human because God would then have to be corrupt in some way. And so this was one of the belief systems that John is refuting in his gospel and also in 1 John as well. And so we understand that this is kind of the backdrop of what's going on here. And so what this book is saying to do is to kind of test the spirits. That can be a difficult task for us because we hear a lot of people say things in our culture like follow your heart and do what, you know, whatever you think is right. And while sometimes our gut decisions are good decisions, this passage says that, you know, sometimes our hearts definitely deceive us. And so we have to be careful that we understand what is really from God and what isn't from God. So there's a couple of things that we can tell. And the first is that God's spirit will witness to our spirit. And I think this is also where the church comes in. Because if we think that God is telling us something, but it kind of, you know, it goes against like the majority of church understanding of what God might be calling us to, then maybe we're kind of off track. And so that's where we go to church. We discuss with other believers, can maybe what God has laid on our heart, and we kind of God leads us as a community and not just as individuals. We're such an individualist society that we think, well, you know, if God is telling me to do this, but people have over the years imagined God to tell them to do some crazy things, like even sacrifice their own children, and you know, there are people who have like mutilated their own bodies, you know, beat themselves because they felt like that's what God was calling them to do, to control their, like, the appetites of their, you know, humanity. So they would do like what they would call self-flagellation. And there are all these kinds of things that people have attributed to God. And so sometimes our understanding of what God is calling us to gets a little skewed. And that's where the community of faith comes in. But the other thing that's really important in this passage is that love is going to be an outcome. How are we loving our brothers and sisters? And do we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And are we trusting in Christ as the Son of God for our salvation? Or do we think somehow we can earn it? So those are the things that kind of come out in this passage. First of all, that we those who believe in Christ, that Christ in the flesh was God, and trust in Christ, that's the first thing, to see if they are of God. And the second thing is, what do our lives look like? Do they look loving? Do they love one another? And if you read 1 John will go on and on to talk about this is, you know, how we know that we're children of God, if we love other people. If we don't love other people that we can see, how can we love a God that we can't see? And so that's some of the argument that 1 John makes. So today, one of the things that I think we have lost in our world is the ability to kind of test the spirits, as 1 John says, to see what is of God and what isn't of God. And that is something that Christians are called to do. And we will know it's of God, if first of all, if God's spirit speaks to our spirit as we trust God. But also, we probably need to help have the community as kind of a sounding board, so that we know that maybe we're not off track in what we think the Spirit is saying to us. And then finally, does our life begin to look more and more loving as we trust in the Lord? Is God's love being poured out into our hearts? And are we then loving others? And those are some great things to think about today. So today I would say that we should commit ourselves to the Lord. Trust that the Lord's Spirit will speak to us. Learn to discern what that sounds like, and then go out and love people as God has loved us. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning. I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast, so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.